All right, so we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So today's daf is Samech Ches, but we'll begin with new perek on Samech Zayin Amud Beis. Says the Mishnah, Klal Gadol Amru B'Shabbos. They said a very important principle when it came to Shabbos. What's the important principle? Kol HaShocheach Iker Shabbos Va'Osa Malachos Harbeh. Whoever forgot Iker Shabbos and therefore committed many malachos, look at Rashi, HaShocheach Iker Shabbos Kisavar Ein Shabbos B'Torah. So now it's a very dramatic statement that let's say a person were to forget that there's a concept of Shabbos in the Torah. We'll discuss exactly what that means. But a person is not just forgetting that it's Shabbos, it's forgetting that there's a concept of Shabbos. So Kol HaShocheach, that says Iker Shabbos, Va'asa Melachos Harbe B'Shabbosos Harbe, and therefore as a result of totally forgetting about the concept of Shabbos, a person ended up doing many Melachos on many different Shabbosos, Eino Chayiv Elo Chatos Achos. A person is only Chayiv one Chatos. One Chatos. Okay, we'll discuss why that is, says the Gemara, says Rashi. Next case, Hayodea Iker Shabbos, Va'asa Melachos Harbe. What happens if someone knows Iker Shabbos? Now, what does that mean? Look at Rashi. Hayodea Iker Shabbos, Sheyesh Shabbos B'Torah. A person knows that there's a concept of Shabbos. Not only do they know the concept of Shabbos, but they also know Vinesh Ruba Melachos. They also know that there are Lamed Deos, or not they know Lamed Deos, but they know that there are Melachos on Shabbos. And what happens? Va'asa Melachos Harbe, B'Shabbosos Harbe. But a person ends up doing many Melachos on many different Shabbosos. Rashi points out over here, Va'asa Melachos Harbe B'Shabbosos Harbe, Al Yedei Shigigas Shabbos, Sheshachach Sheshabbos Hayom. So case number two over here is a person knows that there's a concept of Shabbos, but what happens? On Shabbos itself, they forget that it's Shabbos. They forget that it's Shabbos. Midiktani Seif Ayodei Shu Shabbos Mechlal D'Reisha V'Dein Yodei Shu Shabbos Va'asa Melachos Harbe B'Shabbosos Harbe B'Inyan Zeh. Okay, so a person knows about Iker Shabbos, but they forget that it's actually Shabbos, and what happens? And they ended up, apparently they forgot many Shabbosos, right? We'll discuss in the Gemara, we'll clarify all these cases in the Gemara, but they forgot many Shabbosos, and therefore violated, bless you, many Shabbosos. Chayiv al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. They are chayiv for each and every Shabbos. Now Rashi says over here, what does that mean, chayiv each and every Shabbos? Chatos achos l'chol Shabbos. They're chayiv one chatos per Shabbos. Rabbi say, that means what? Even though over the course of that Shabbos they may have violated many different malachos, they're only chayiv one chatos per Shabbos. So again, case number one is a person didn't know about Iker Shabbos, a person Lamish forgot about the concept of Shabbos in totality, even if they violated many malachos over many Shabbosos, when they realize that there's a concept of Shabbos, one chatos for everything they've done. Case number two, a person knows about the concept or institution of Shabbos, but forgets about Shabbos on Shabbos, and this happens many weeks, they're chayav one chatos per Shabbos, even if they violated many malachos. Okay. Third case, hayodeh shu Shabbos. Let's say third case, person knows that it's Shabbos. Knows that it's Shabbos. Meaning now there's no this institution of Shabbos, Boaz. He also knows that today is Shabbos. And he performs many malachos over many different Shabbosos. Now what's the case over here? Look at Rashi. This case over here is he didn't know that the particular malachos that he's doing are aser. Va'asom kama pamim bekama shabbosos. And therefore he ended up violating a number of malachos over a number of shabbosos. Chayiv, so what is the, so Rashi says over here, chayiv al-kol ab melacha chatos achos. So back to, let's read it inside. Right, so the Gemara says, va'asom malachos harbe shabbosos harbe, chayiv al-kol top of samaches, av melacha v'av umelacha. A person is chayiv for every av melacha. Rabbi said we know that in Hilchos Shabbos there's something called an av and a tolda. Remember, we know we get the 39 melachos from the Mishkan. So the 39 melachos represent primary categories of melacha. But every av also has a tolda. Toldor offshoots. Now, toldos are asur mid'oraisa also, right? But the idea is the av represents, you know, the way that the malacha was originally done in the mishkan. That's the av malacha, and the toldor are all the similar malachas. Again, also asur mid'oraisa. So, in case number three, says the mishnah, is a person knows that it's Shabbos. I should say differently. A person knows that it's Shabbos, but didn't realize that the malachos that he's doing are wrong. So what does he do? He brings a korban chatas for every single av melacha that he violates. Every av melacha that he violates. Okay. Fine. Look at the top Rashi. Rashi says, av melacha dinokit lav lemi ute toldos. So when it says av melacha, it's not coming to say it's not chayav on a toldo. Duha din la toldos. Ubilvad sheyehu toldos dishnei avos. Okay, so what Rashi's coming to point out to about it is that Haloch Lamais, when it says that you're chayiv on every Av Melacha, so it doesn't mean that you're not chayiv for toldos. What it means is you'll only be chayiv for each category once. So meaning, remember, you could have an Av Melacha that has many different toldos. In this case over here, where you know about Shabbat, but you don't know the Melacha's Aser, if you violate one av and five of its toldos, you're only chayiv one chatas for that. But if you violate av malacha of malacha A and toldo of malacha C, you're going to be chayiv two chatas offerings for that. Okay? Says the Mishnah. Case number four. Ha'ose melachos harbe me'in malacha achos. If one does many malachos of the same type of malacha. Now, look at Rashi for just a moment. It doesn't have a bolded beginning. But if you look, it's the third wide line down in the top, last two words on the line. Ha'ose malachos harbe me'im malacha achos, shtei toldos shel av echot. This is talking about a case where you do two toldos of the same av. Eino chayiv ela chatas achos, dahari hu ka'ose v'chozer v'ose v'he'elam echot. Ve'ein chiluk chatas v'he'elam echot, Ella beguf yaver shein on domin ob khiluk shabbos as in shiga shabbos. So what's the mission says also malachos harbe me in malachos. If a person performs many toldos of the same av, eino chayiv ela chatas achos. He's only chayiv one chatas offering for that. Fine. Says the Gemara. My taima tana klal godol. So the first thing the Gemara is intrigued by is why the Mishnah begins with this formulation of klal godol. Right, klal gadol, a great principle is being taught here. So, I mean, it's interesting, it's important. Why is this called the klal gadol and the other stuff is not called the klal gadol? So the Gemara says, perhaps, ilema mishum de kaboy le misni od klal achar, tana klal gadol. So the Gemara says, well, maybe it's because, as we're going to see, the next Mishnah is going to teach almost like not a follow-up principle, but a smaller principle. Look at Rashi. Od klal acher lekamen bepirkin below kolal bo ella beis dvarim kol hechshalatznia b'chol she'inu kashalatznia. So what the Gemara is suggesting over here is the following: this Mishnah taught four cases. The next Mishnah is only going to teach two cases. So the Gemara says maybe the Mishnah calls this a klal gadol. Why? Because of the sheer number of cases associated with this particular Mishnah. And therefore, whenever you have a situation where you have a Mishnah that introduces a great number of cases, followed by halacha that only introduces a smaller number of cases, we call the first one klal gadol. The gabi shvius, and similarly we find by Shemitah, the gabi shvius nami, mishum de kaboy le misni od klal achar, tana klal gadol. So Gemara says, we see the same formulation by Shemitah, that by one of the Mishnahs that discussed laws of Shemitah, the first Mishnah reads klal gadol, right? Klal gadol omru b'shvius. They said a very important principle, a great principle, by Shemitah. And then afterwards, they go ahead and they follow it up with a smaller Mishnah that teaches less principles. So the Gemara is just suggesting this is just a stylistic framework that the Mishnah uses, that whenever you have a Mishnah that teaches you a lot of halachos, dramatic halachos, we call that, and it's followed up by something that's less dramatic, we call the first one klal gadol, and we call the second one klal. Klal. So the Gemara says, v'ha gabi meiser diktani klal acher, v'lo tani klal gadol. Aye, but what about meiser? Right, Rashi points out the parakama de Maseches Maestros. So in Maseches Maestros, we have this, the Tani Klal Acher. It uses the Lashon of Klal Acher, and it didn't say Klal Gadol beforehand when it was teaching two different cases, to which the Gemara says, no. Amar Rabbi Yossi bar Avin, Shabbos Ushviyas, the Ispu Avos Vitoldos, Tana Klal, Tana Gadol. Meiser de Lespu Avos Vitoldos, Lo Tana Klal Gadol, to which the Gemara says, or I should say, Rabbi Yossi bar Avin says, here's the difference. Shabbos and Shemitah, that both have avos and toldos. They have primary categories and secondary categories. That when the Mishnah introduces us to these concepts, the Mishnah uses the lashon of klal gadol. Klal gadol. Meiser, which doesn't have avos and toldos, doesn't get a klal gadol. Look at Rashi. Ispu avos. Arboin chaser achaser achos shehutzrichu lemishkan. So we will see that there are 39 malachos, 40 minus 1, that were needed for the Mishkan. V'toldos hadoma l'chol achos hav yotoldos didei. And the offshoot, toldos literally means like the offspring of each malacha that resembled the malacha, consider the toldos of that malacha. Avos d'shvi, similarly, the avos malachos of Shemitah are zriya, k'tzira, zmira, ubitzira, right? Planting, reaping, pruning, and harvesting. Uksiv toldos shar avodos shevesada. And so too by Shemitah, all of the other malachos that are done in the field are considered the toldos. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi is suggesting Shabbos and Shemitah, which have avos and toldos. The Mishnah used the lashon of klal gadol. But Maaser, which doesn't have avos and toldos, we don't use lashon of klal gadol. All right. So the Gemara says, Ulebar kafra detani klal gadol b'maaser. My avos and my toldos. So interestingly enough, Bar Kafra apparently, in his Tosefta, had the lashon of klal gadol even by Maaser. So if that's the case, according to Bar Kafra, what are the avos and toldos by Maaser? Ela lav hainuz haima. The Gemara says, you're right, say, it can't be. Therefore, if Bar Kafra has the lashon of avos and toldos by Maaser, it must be that there must be another reason to use lashon of avos and toldos, of klal gadol other than avos and toldos. Why? So the Gemara says, ela lav hainu tami. Here's the reason. Gadol oncho shal Shabbos, yosher mishal Shavias. So we'll say, if we compare the punishments, the punishments associated with Shabbos are greater than the punishments associated with Shemitah. Why? The ilu Shabbos isa betalosh be'mi mechuber, because the prohibitions of Shabbos apply both to things that are detached as well as things that are attached to the ground. The ilu shvius, but yet when it comes to Shemitah, so Rashi points out over here, for example, Shabbos isa le'isr dida bein b'davar shaya talosh mi ba'od yom ki go tochin v'lash. So remember again, when it comes to Shabbos prohibition is applied to things that are attached to the ground, right? And Shabbos prohibition is applied to things that are detached to the ground. Like, so even if you harvested your wheat, let's say before Shabbos, if you grind it up, that's Isur Malacha. So Shabbos has Isurim regarding things that are attached and things that are detached. However, when it comes to Shemitah, Shemitah only governs things that are attached to the ground, not that are detached. But yet we see that the punishment associated with Shemitah is more intense than Maaser. Why? When it comes to Shemitah, the prohibitions of Shemitah, right, govern both food of people as well as food of animals. Okay. However, v'ilu ma'aser b'ma'achol adam yisa b'ma'achol behemah lesa. Yet when it comes to ma'aser, ma'aser only governs ma'aser is only associated with the food of a person. It's not associated with the food of a behemah. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi, what the Gemara is suggesting over here is that according to this approach of Bar Kafra. The Gemara is not quoting anyone. The Gemara is just saying that Shabbos and Shemitah, which both have certain chumros, the Mishnah used the lashon of klal gadol, versus Maaser, that doesn't seem to have any of these chumros, does not get the lashon of klal gadol. Ula bar kafra, the tiny klal gadol b'maaser. And what about bar kafra? We keep coming back to bar kafra. Because as Rashi pointed out, bar kafra in his Tosefta by Maaser does have lashon of klal gadol by Maaser also. So what does he do with this? He'll say, Oncho shall Maaser, yoser mishal peah. He will say, because no, Maaser has a stringency above peah. More than Peah. Peah represents, remember, the corner of the field that you're obligated to leave for the Aniyim. The Ilu, Maiser, Yisa, Beteina, Vyerek. Because Maiser applies to Teina, to figs, and to Yerek, to vegetables. The Ilu, Peah, and yet when it comes to Peah, the corner of the field, Lesa, Beteina, Vyerek. It is not applicable to figs and to vegetables. This man, where do we see this? Klal Amru Bepeah. They said a principle regarding Peah. Kol Shuhu Ochel, anything that's food, Vinishma, and is guarded, Vigidulam in Arad, and grows from the ground, Ulikitasa Ka'achas, and is harvested at once. Meaning, right, harvest time comes for the whole crop at once. Umachnisa Likiyu, and you store it, Chayiv Bepeah. It's Chayiv in Peah. Oh, so now the Gemara goes through each of these things to tell you what it excludes. Ochel, lemiute svichi sotis vikotza. So ochel comes to exclude these types of plants that are used to produce dyes, that are not used for consumption. Vinishmar, something that's guarded, lemiute hefker, comes to exclude hefker, that if you made your field hefker, you're not chayv and peyo. Vigidulim in aretz, and it grows in the ground. Lemiute kmihin vipitrios, to exclude mushrooms and truffles. Ulikitasa ka'achos, and it's harvested at once. Limiute te'ina, that comes to exclude figs. Apparently figs are not harvested at once, but some figs mature earlier than others, and therefore you pick the ones that are mature, leave the other ones on the tree. Umachniso likiyo, and you have to store the produce. Limiute yerek, this comes to exclude vegetables. V'ilu gabi maiser t'nan, yet when it comes to maiser, we learned, klal omru b'maiser. They set a rule when it comes to Maiser. Koshu ochel, Maiser applies to anything that's food. Vinishmar, and is guarded. Vigidulam in aretz, and grows from the ground. Chai b'Maiser. Ve'ilu l'kitasur ka'achos, u'machnisa l'kiyum lo t'naba. Yet we see by Maiser that what? That in order to be chai b'Maiser, it doesn't all have to be harvested at once, nor does it have to be something that's stored away. So what do we see according to Bar Kafra? What do we see? That Meiser has certain stringencies above and beyond Peah. Because of that, Bar Kafra chose to use the Lashon of Klal Godol by Meiser as well. So we'll say what comes out according to this is the following, so far at least according to the last approach of the Gemara, the reason the Mishnah uses Klal Godol is because Klal Godol represents stringencies. Stringencies. Well, two possibilities. Either Klal Godol represents something that has avos and toldos, which case, again, that's why the verbiage is used by Shabbos as well as by Shemitah, or Klal Godol represents certain stringencies that this particular thing has over other categories. So Shabbos has stringencies over Shemitah, therefore it's called Klal Godol. Remember, the link between Shabbos and Shemitah is they're both called Shabbos. Right? So Shabbos has certain stringencies over Shemitah, therefore it gets Klal Godol. Shemitah has certain stringencies over Meiser, therefore it gets Klal Godol. Meiser, which doesn't have any stringencies, according to our approach, doesn't get Klal Godol. But according to Bar Kafra, who in his Tosefta, who writes that even Meiser gets a Klal Godol, he'll say, what's the Klal Godol of Meiser? Klal Godol of Meiser is that there are certain situations in which Meiser will apply, in which Peah will not. It has certain stringencies above Peah. Okay. Rav Shmuel Darmit Arbayim. So Rav Shmuel said the following. I'm going to say, now the Gemara is going to begin to analyze the various cases. So Rav Shmuel Darmit Arbayim, Mas Nisan, our Mishnah is talking about a case with Tinok Shenishpa Leben HaNochrim, with a child who was raised among Gentiles, V'gershenis Gayer Leben HaNochrim, and a convert who converted among non-Jews. What does this mean? Look at Rashi just a moment. V'tinok Shenishpa, Mas Nisan, Depater v'chad chatos. So now, Rabbi Shmuel coming and identifying case number. Remember, case number one in the Mishnah was the case of kol ha'shocheach eker Shabbos. Whoever forgets the entire concept of Shabbos. Literally, I forgot that there is such a thing as Shabbos. And what happens? I had this forgetfulness spanned many Shabbosos. So now when I learn that there's a concept of Shabbos, what do I have to do? Says the Mishnah, I only have to bring one chatas. Even though what? Even though I've violated many Shabbosos and perhaps performed many malachos over those Shabbosos, I only have to bring one chatas. So Rav Shmuel come along and say, what's the case? The case is talking about a tinok shenishpa leben hanochrim, a child shenishpa literally means who was taken captive, was raised among goyim, or was raised among right Gentiles, so doesn't know Shabbos at all. Doesn't know Shabbos at all. Now the second case is very interesting, of gershin iskar leben hanochrim, of a convert that converted among non-Jews. So what's the pshat? Look at Tosis. It's the last line on the page. Last tosis. Gershin is gayavin anachrim. Bifnei gimel. So it has to be that he converted in front of a beis din. Because if you don't have a beis din, you're not Jewish. So what happened? Velo hodi uhu mitzvas Shabbos. So nobody's perfect. So the beis din apparently forgot to tell the ger about Shabbos. The rabbis say, this is a very big sugya. Because the inference, well, let's see, below the Yud Shabbos, the Ineskayer Benola Ben Atzmo Lahabiger. Because obviously, the only way you could convert is Al Das Beis Din. So Beis Din converted him, but Beis Din didn't tell him about Shabbos. He converted, he was willing to take on everything that he was told, but no one ever told him about Shabbos. So this is a major, major sugya, because this makes it sound like if somebody converted without accepting upon themselves certain tenets of Judaism, that the conversion can actually be chal, which is not such a pasha thing. But for now we're going to go with it. So Rav and Shlomo both say, what they're trying to understand is, who is the person who's shocheach Iker Shabbos? What does that mean? I understand if you tell me, I forgot that it was Shabbos. I understand if you tell me that I forgot, I didn't know this malacha was answer. What do you mean that I don't know it's Shabbos? And Rav and Shlomo says, okay, talking about someone who didn't grow up in a Jewish community. Someone who was Jewish, either Jewish by birth or Jewish by conversion, but did not know anything about Shabbos. So says the Gemara, Aval hikir ulevasov shachach chayev al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. But if you knew about Shabbos, but you forgot, then you forgot about Shabbos, then what? Then you're chayiv on every single Shabbos. Rashi says, Aval hikir ulubasov shachach, havele kishocheach shayom Shabbos, ve'odeh ikir Shabbos, if chayiv akal Shabbos v'Shabbos. Tinan, I, but the Mishnah said, ha-shocheach ikir Shabbos, lav michlal, da-havya le-yidiyah me-kara. So we'll say, the Gemara says, but here's the problem with Rabbi Shmuel's approach. When you say that you forget something, forgetting something presupposes that what? That you knew it. Right? The cases that Rav and Shmuel are describing are people who never knew about Shabbos. As Tosis even says, the ger was this guy, no one ever told about Shabbos. So the Gemara says, does it not imply that he originally knew about Shabbos? No, not necessarily. My kol shocheach ikir Shabbos, what does it mean that somebody forgot ikir Shabbos? The haisa shachuach mimenu ikara shel Shabbos. That the essence of Shabbos was forgotten from him. Meaning, Gemara wants to make a suggestion that forgetting something is different than something being forgotten from you. Something being forgotten from you means that it was never part of you. You never knew about it. Aval, hikir, ulubasov shachach, because if you knew about Shabbos, and you forgot about Shabbos, then what? Then chayiv al kol Shabbos Shabbos. That in essence is case number 2 in the Mishnah. That's the second case. If you knew about the institution of Shabbos, but you then just forgot about it, then you're chayiv one chatas per Shabbos, no matter how many malachos you've done. So Gemara says, that's the case. Aditani hayodeh ikar Shabbos va'asa malachos harbe b'shabbosos harbe chayiv al kol Shabbos Shabbos. If that's the case, then when it comes to the second case in the Mishnah of a person who knows Iker Shabbos but did many malachos on many subsequent Shabbosos, he's chayiv one chatas per Shabbos. Listen, why don't you just write in the Mishnah instead? Hikir ulubasov shachach. Write instead. That's what? That a person knew there was a Shabbos and he mamish totally forgot about the institution of Shabbos afterwards, that he's still chayiv. Because right, Rav said that's what we learned, is that even if you knew about the institution of Shabbos and you totally forgot about it, however that happens, you totally forgot that there's a notion of Shabbos, you're still chayiv for every single Shabbos. So why don't you write that case? It's more dramatic. V'chol shekein ha. So the Gemara says, my hayodeya ikar Shabbos, in l'chinami. What is the case of the person who knows ikar Shabbos? Misha hayodeya ikra shal Shabbos v'shichacha. That, in fact, is referring to the case of a person who knew the institution of Shabbos and then forgot it. Aval, lo shichacha mai, but if you did not forget about the essence of Shabbos, but instead all you forgot about was the fact that today was Shabbos, then what's the halacha? Chayiv al kol melacha u'melacha. Then, in fact, you would be chayiv for each and every melacha. So Gemara says, if that's the case, adetani hayodea shu Shabbos, va'osa melachos harbe b'shabbosos harbe, chayiv al kol melacha u'melacha. If that's the case, Rabbosai, then when the Mishnah writes case number 3, right? Case number 3 was a person knows that it's Shabbos, but didn't realize that certain melachos were asur, and therefore a person did many melachos on many different Shabbosos. He's chayiv every melacha. Listen, why don't you instead write hayodea ikar Shabbos v'chol shekein ha? Then write about the case of a person who knew ikar Shabbos forgot about it, that he's chayv on every malacha, and all the more so would include this case as well. Ela masnisin kishahikir ulebasov shachach. Rather, you have to say the following, that our Mishnah is talking about a case of a person who knew and then subsequently forgot. Udirav ushmuel namikihikir ulebasov shachach. And Rabbi Shmuel are also, and Rabbi Shmuel's statement are also referring to a case of where a person knew and subsequently forgot. Take a look at Rashi Rabbi Osayin. Kihikir lubasov shachach dami, umasnisin itzterich leminkat hikir ulubasov shachach, delo tema chayiv al kol shabbos ushabbos. So look at the Gemara says, v'hochi itmar. This is what it means here. Rabbi Osayin, now we're going to bring this all together. V'hochi itmar. Rav Ushmuel d'amri tarvayu. Rav and Shmuel do both say, afilu tinok shenishba bein hanochrim, v'ger shenisgari lebein hanochrim. Even if a child was taken captive among Gentiles, raised in a totally non-Jewish environment, or a ger converted, let's go according to Tosis, not even knowing about the concept of Shabbos, so what happens? Kehikir ulebasov shachach dami v'chayiv. These two cases are cases of where a person, it's like a person knew and forgot, and therefore again they're chayiv. And therefore they're chayiv. So what Rav and Shmuel are actually suggesting is the following. That halacha lemaisa, if you have some level of Jewish identity, so that is like a case of what? That's like a case of yada and shachach. Or what's his lashon over here? Hikir and shachach. Hikir and shachach. Now remember, your liability is capped. What is your liability capped at? One chatos. Because remember, in case of one of the Mishnah, you're only going to be chayiv one chatos, even for multiple Shabbosos and multiple Malachos. Now look at that Rashi again. Kihekir lubasov shachach dami. Rashi says, umasnisin, and the Mishnah istrich leminkat has to say, hikir ulubasov shachach, delo tema chayiv al kol Shabbos u'Shabbos. Because it's dafka in this case, what the Mishnah is coming to teach us, is in this case where a person has some level of Judaic identity, but clearly does not know, right? Forgot about the essence of Shabbos. Forgot about the essence of Shabbos. Their liability is capped at one chatas. So what Rav Shmuel is ultimately saying is, there's no such thing as exemption, meaning just because you don't know doesn't mean you didn't violate. So your violation, your punishment, or I should say your responsibility, is capped at one chatas. But you're still chayiv for violating Shabbos, even in the case of the Tinuk Shanishba Le Ben Agoyim, or the Gershinis Gayer, or the Gershinis Gayer Ben Agoyim also. So the Gemara goes weiter. Good.
To be chayiv a chattas, do you have to have intent at Hasra?
No, that's mazid. That's mazid. If you do that on Shabbos, you're chayiv skila. Right? Chattas is all shogeg. All of this is shogeg right now. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Rabbi Tarvayhu, Dafka Hikir Ulubasov Shachach. So Rabbi said, come along, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, and Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish argue. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish say the following. They say, Dafka Hikir Ulubasov Shachach. They argue with Rabbi Shmuel. Because Rabbi said, what comes out according to Rabbi Shmuel, which is quite interesting, is that even a Tinok Shanishba, right, even a Tinok Shanishba, or even a Ger Shanishba, which meaning you're talking about people who have no chance of knowing about Shabbos. It's not the pshat that they were derelict, that they fell asleep during the shiur. There's no chance of them knowing. Rav and Shmuel still say they're chayav chatos. We cap their liability at one chatos, even for many years of violation. But at the end of the day, if you're Jewish and you violate Shabbos, you're chayav for that. So come along, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, and say no, we disagree. Dafka hikir lubasov shachach. No. The only time you're chayiv is if what? Is if hikir, is if you knew and you forgot. Right? You at some point in time, in order to be chayiv, you have to have had an awareness of Shabbos. You have to have had an awareness of Shabbos. Aval tinok shenishba lebein anochrim, v'ger sheniskayir lebein anochrim, potter. But if you have a child who was mamash raised among non-Jews, or a ger who converted again without this knowledge of Shabbos, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish say, it's totally potter. Totally part of Rashi says, "Tekasari Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Omer Mutter Anusu Velo Shkagahu." Because interesting enough, Rabbi Yochanan will say, "Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish say that Omer Mutter. Omer Mutter means what? Omer Mutter means someone mamish like does not know, has absolutely no idea that there's a concept of Shabbos. For them, Saturday is no different than Friday, no different than Tuesday. That's not called shogeg. That's called onis. That's called extenuating circumstances, and for ones you're potter. So it's a fundamental machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish versus Rabbi Shmuel. I just want to point out, by the way, this has many different ramifications in terms of how you treat people who are tinokos shenishbu, right? How do you view someone who's Jewish but has no idea about their Judaic identity? Do we say that they've committed averos, albeit it's unintentional, or do we say no, they're not responsible for anything? Because the only time you can have some level of responsibilities if you have knowledge about what your responsibilities are. If you have no knowledge, then by definition you're not responsible. So the Gemara says like this: Nesvei klal gadol amru b'Shabbos. They said a great principle by Shabbos. Kol ha-shochiach ikir Shabbos va'asa malachos harbei. Anyone who forgot the essence of Shabbos and as a result committed many malachos. B'Shabbosos harbei, many Shabbosos. Eino chayiv ela achos. You only chayiv once. So the Gemara says, so the Braisa says, Kate. So what's the case? What's the case? Now remember, we'll say, the Gemara is quoting a Braisa. Quoting, a Braisa is going to be a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So what's the, so the Braisa says, Braisa seems to be quoting our Mishnah verbatim, right? If you forget, Iker Shabbos, you did many malachos on many Shabbosos, you chayiv only one chatos. But now the Braisa is Kate. So what's the case? Ava shochech Iker Shabbos, watch this. Tinok shenishba lebein hanochrim, veger shenisgayer bein hanochrim. What's the case of hashochiach ikur Shabbos? The case is a tinok, a child who was raised among non-Jews, or a ger who converted among non-Jews. Va'asa malachos harbe b'shabbosos harbe eino chayiv ela chatos achos. He's only chayiv, they're only chayiv for one chatos. V'chayiv al adam achos. Similarly, they may have eaten blood, a lot of blood, right? So Torah can't eat blood. These people obviously don't know. So they may have eaten blood many times. It's only chayiv for all the consumptions of blood, one chatos. Va'al chaylev achos. And for all the times they ate chaylev, forbidden fats, they're only chayiv one chatos. Va'al avodah zorah achos. And for avodah zorah once. So we'll say, what does the Braisa say? The Braisa clearly is a contradiction to Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish and supports the position of Rabbi Shmuel that a tinok shenishba and a ger shenisgayer lebein agoyim are what? Are chayiv. They're considered shogeg. When we say chayiv, we mean they're considered shogeg and not anus. That they're chayiv, albeit again, their liability. Now, the interesting part about this brisa is the brisa is saying that this calf liability is not just the din by Shabbos. The calf liability is what? Is a din by kol ha-terakula, which is interesting. So it says, we all have to be Bali Tshuva. So right when we become Bali Tshuva, apparently we have to bring a lot of back karbonos, right? For all of the things that we had not, when we were doing them, we didn't know that they were aser. But now we know that they're aser. So Rabbi Shmuel would say you have to bring one chatos for each category of sin that I went ahead and violated. And therefore, again, the Braisa supports Rabbi Shmuel, contradicts Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Munbaz Amar, however, Munbaz says the following. Munbaz says you're potter. Now, Munbaz seems to support the position of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So the Gemara says, V'kach haya Munbaz don lifnei Rabbi Akiva. And actually, Munbaz gave this shir. Haya don means used to adjudicate, but it means he gave over this halach in front of Rabbi Akiva. What does he say? Hoil umezid karichote, v'shogi karichote. So one wants to say the following. Amezid, someone who intentionally sins, is called a sinner. And someone who unintentionally sins is also called a sinner. Right? So we'll say, meaning the Torah uses the lashon of chote, rukit rashi, for just a moment. Amezid karichote, dechsev b'shvua sa'idos nefesh kitechta, v'shama v'gomar v'lo ksib b'vinela. So interestingly enough, so the Torah uses the word sin, or sinner, both by shogig and by mezid. Ma mezid shahay salo yodiyah, av shogig shahay salo yodiyah. So Munbaz says, the same way that in order to be an intentional sinner, you have to have what? You have to have das. You have to know that what you're doing is wrong. So to be a shogig, you also have to have yodiyah. Right? In order to be an accidental sinner, you also have to know what? You have to know that this action is wrong. Now, obviously what Munbaz seems to be saying is you have to know that it's wrong, but I guess you forgot about that at the moment that you were doing the action. Rabbi Kiva says, Harni Mosif al Tvarecha. Rabbi Kiva says, well, if you want to make this argument, maybe you could extend it. Ima Mezid Shahai Seyedi B'Shas Maisa. If that's the case, Rabbi Kiva says to Munbaz, maybe you'll say the following. Just like you're only a Mezid if you knew that what you were doing was wrong at the time you were doing it. So Rabbi Akiva says, maybe according to you, you should only be a shogeg if what? If you knew what you were doing wrong at the time of the action. Of course, then the question becomes, how exactly is that a shogeg? We'll see what Rabbi Akiva is saying to Munvaz a little bit later. Amar Lohein! So Munvaz apparently got very excited. Right? So yeah, sounds good. One of us is trying to get people off the hook. So I said, Amar Lohein! So one of us said, yes, v'chol shekein, shaho safta. So one of us says, Rabbi Akiva, shkoyach. Thank you, right? You've gone. So Amar Lo, so Rabbi Akiva says, but one problem, one of us, l'dvarecha, ein ze karoi shogeg, ela meziv. But now Rabbi Akiva points out the flaw in Munbaz's argument. He says, but if you use that logic, then you have no category of shogeg. Because according to you, the only time you're ever going to be chayav is if you know what you're doing is wrong. And that's true by shogeg, that's true by mezid. But if that's the case, then how are you ever going to have a shogeg? If I know what I'm doing is wrong, how am I ever going to have a shogeg? The Rabbi said, the Gemara doesn't answer that here. We're going to come back to that. Katani miha. But so the Gemara says, let's get back on track. What's the purpose of this exchange? Katani miha, kesad. Tinok. Our point of bringing this brisa was what, Rabbi Osai? That when the brisa wanted to illustrate a case of hikir, ulubasov shachach, of someone who knew about Shabbos and subsequently forgot about the concept of Shabbos, and therefore has capped liability of one chatas, even for many malachos over many Shabbosos, what's the example that the Gemara brings? What's the Gemara that the brisa brings? Tinok shenishpa lebein agoyim. And Gershon is Kerle ben Agoyim. So Gemara says, Bishlam al Rabbi Shmuel Mecha. This supports Rabbi Shmuel. Because Rabbi Shmuel holds that a Tinuk Shenishba and a Gershon is Kerle ben Agoyim are Chayiv Achatos, granted camp liability of only one Chatos, even for many Shos, many Malachos. El Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish Kashya. Aye, but Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, it contradicts you guys. Armelachan, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, lo, no, we're okay. Mi'ika lo mi'ika munvaz de potter ana da aminon kim munvaz. So the Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish make a quick comeback and they say, come on, the Braisa helps us also, because if you remember again, the Braisa quoted munvaz, and what did munvaz say? Munvaz said that atinok shenish bala ben anachrim and gershon is guided ben anachrim is potter. So Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish will say, okay, perhaps the Tanakhama supports Rabbi Shmuel, but we hold like munvaz. So the Gemara says, my time at the Munbaz, what is Munbaz's logic? So the Gemara says, Dichsiv Torah achos yelachem la'ose b'shkago. The Torah itself says there'll be one Torah for all of you who commit a sin unintentionally. V'samichle, v'hanefesh asher ta'aseh biyad rama. And immediately afterwards, the Torah speaks about someone who does something b'mezid. Hikish shogig l'mezid. The Torah equates shogig with mezid. Ma mezid shayis lo yediya. Just like in order to be a mezid, you have to have intention, right? You have not intention, you have to have knowledge. You have to know that what it is that you're doing is wrong. Af shogeg shahaisa lo yediyah. So to shogeg also has to have yediyah. Meaning, if you can't be a shogeg unless, of course, you knew, meaning the whole chap of an accident, says Munvaz, means that you knew what you were doing was wrong, but whatever circumstances happened, you did it. But without yediyah, says Munvaz, not even a shogeg. All right, so we'll stop over here for today. But again, I just want to point out that this is actually very exciting, because this is an incredible, incredible machlokes about how to deal with the Tinok Shenishba and the Yesh Neskaile bin Anochrim. Rav Shmuel saying, just because you don't know, and even if you had no chance of knowing, doesn't mean you're not liable. You have capped liability at one chatas, and again, as the Raisa points out, it's not just a Shabbos, capped liability for any averos that you've done over the duration of your life, but you still have liability. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish says no. Liability, like Munvaz, liability is a function of knowledge. If you don't have the knowledge, Munvaz, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish will say, then there can be no liability. To be continued tomorrow, Mirza Hashem.